This is GamerCast episode 354. GamerCast, Theft Auto. This is the show recorded on the 16th of September, 2014. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine. Hello, Catherine. How's it going?
Going okay. GTA today. Yay!
Yeah, great.
Going to Midnight Orange.
Great, we're going to enjoy that. We've also got some other media people going to it as well. So we need to tell them to jog on, because this is GamerCast Land.
GamerCast Land.
Aye. GamerCast Land. The land of GamerCast.
The land of the GamerCasts.
Well, there's only one.
Oh, the land of the GamerCast.
Now for the news.
So what's happening? Let me guess, there's a game coming out called GTA.
Yeah, so of course the biggest thing is GTA.
But we're talking about that later.
Yeah. Of course there is a few bits of news, but not a huge amount. Just because there hasn't really been it much. So Xbox Music is now available on a few more platforms now. So they've released it for iOS and Android, as well as a web player.
Player they released months ago?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, they're adding free streaming to the web player. Okay? Or they've added free streaming to the web player. So it means if you're at a computer and you want to listen to some music, you can go on the web player and listen to some free music.
No, no, no. Free music. No. For 6 months.
For 6 months. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's some thing on it, like, it's only for 6 months. Or 6 months from when you start your account. Or something in there. Because otherwise they're going to lose money on it.
Yeah, that's very true. But yeah, so that's interesting for anyone who wants to listen to Xbox Music. They're also doing, they're integrating Xbox Music into Bing Smart Search, or they have done, or they are doing.
The hell's Bing Smart Search?
Oh, okay, it's for Windows 8.1.
Oh, that thing.
So when it's officially released. So using Bing Smart Search, you can find musicians, bands, and artists through that, and then play it immediately in the Xbox Music app.
Let's think. Pick an artist.
Radiohead? What, and then you should be able to play it straight away? Where's the Xbox Music stuff? How's YouTube?
See, it doesn't seem to be implemented.
Was it all the way to the left, or was that your own music? Oh, no, that was Xbox Music, just there.
That's my music there.
It had red underneath. Just to the left, there you go. So what, can you click on it and then play it, or?
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah,
just go straight to the app. Well, that this isn't... Oh, okay, it doesn't play it, though. I suppose...
No, sorry, I can click the play button. Or, maybe select the song I want to play.
Okay. So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so cool.
Fable Anniversary has been delayed. So this was originally coming out...
On the anniversary, but now it's not...
Well, it was originally coming out wintery time, so Christmas kind of release. It's now been pushed back to February next year.
Mm-hmm.
Rip-a-day. They just need extra time to complete it.
It's coming out later.
Valve have announced they're doing a family sharing system. Would you like to elaborate on it? No, or shall I...
We don't really know the technical details, do we?
No, but you told me a bit about kind of what their FAQ covered, didn't you?
It's on the website. Have a look on it.
Well, they're attempting to do family sharing. Of course, not in the same way that the Xbox One potentially was doing it. Although, of course, with what the Xbox One's doing, we never fully knew the details anyway.
Well, we pretty much knew the details since they said they were as we described. And I know how they described it.
Okay.
The trouble with Steam, though, is it locks your entire library. You can't just... You know, if your friend's playing any game from your Steam library, that's it. Tough luck. So essentially, it's still just as bad as logging in on your account for them. The only difference now is they have their own save game and achievements and stuff.
Not all games can be shared as well, of course. So anything that requires a subscription or stuff like that, you're not allowed to share.
Yeah, well, obviously, if they've got their own an additional CD key and, you know, things like that.
But yeah, I mean, they're starting it as a beta in mid-September. So they should be starting
now.
It. Kind of now.
Now?
So they'll be rolling it out to beta people. Yeah. It's a bit weird. It's also, of course, adheres to region restrictions. So if you're in America...
If you have foreign friends, shame on you.
Yeah. well, you can only share your games that are available in both.
Yes, your foreign friends can play your games. Only your native friends.
And if you cheat or are fraudulent, your family sharing privileges will potentially be revoked from your library. So yeah, I mean, they're trying. I think it's just they might need to figure out doing something else about locking your account from you playing it while others are. I mean, why can't you play a game if someone else is playing a different game?
I can understand not allowing you to play the same game, because then, oh look, we can do multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Mm. So Ubisoft last week had a kind of digital conferencing that they did, where they showed a nice trailer.
Digital way. Was it on PlayStation Home?
And they showed a game called Child of Light, which is a really nice looking Ubisoft JRPG inspired 2D side-on game. It looks really, really pretty. It's using their UbiArt framework engine stuff. So it apparently allows them to easily carry in their concept art into the game and do stuff with it without having to kind of scale stuff down. And it's impossible to know exactly what their stuff does because they haven't really shown. But the game itself looks really pretty and really, really nice. If you pop on the website, there's a trailer on there and you can watch it. It's JRPG inspired because it has turn-based combat, but otherwise the game itself seems to have platform elements as well. It's really nice looking, but it's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Wii U, Windows, Xbox One and PlayStation 4 next year. They also announced Rayman Fiesta Run, which is the follow-up to Rayman Jungle Run, which you liked, didn't you? It's a good game.
Jungle Run's alright, I wouldn't pay for it, but...
I was playing it on the train the other day. So Rayman has new powers and bonuses, 75 levels in 4 new worlds, and yeah, it's digital, it's mobile.
As opposed to an analog game.
It's just a different theme, so think pinatas, playful kind of colours, more musical. It sounds quite nice. And then they also announced Assassin's Creed Liberation HD, which is a console and PC release of Assassin's Creed Liberation, which came out on PlayStation Vita last year. Was that this year? No, it must have been last year. And Assassin's Creed Pirates as well, which is a mobile game. So I think releasing Liberation's nice for those who didn't get a chance to play it on the Vita. So that will be coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 and PC. And you get to play a lady, which is of course different to the main game. Yakuza Ishin. I missed this last week because this was announced actually when the kind of Sony stuff got announced last week, like the PlayStation Vita TV, and whatever else got the new PlayStation Vita 2000, and of course Grasshopper Manufacturer's new game. But yeah, so they've announced they're doing another Yakuza game, which is cool because I don't think I can't think of what it's called. The zombie one did that well. I'm not sure though. I don't remember seeing much of it. It did come out over here, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of what it was called though. But I think it's great that they're releasing another Yakuza game. It's similar to their spin-off they did in the past, which was Kenzan, which was a Edo. Was that in Edo? I don't know. It was back in the past, which was really nice. Ishin's in the Edo period. But yeah, it's interesting. Like, whether it will come out over here or not is another thing, because Kenzan never came out over in the UK. But of course, PS3 games are region-free. But of course, it's coming out. I know it's coming out on PS3 as well as PS4. Is the PS4 region free? Have they said anything on that? I presume it is.
Right, let's get a few things clear, shall we? The PS3 is not in itself region
free. Well, no, it's region free to a certain extent, but publishers can choose to lock a
publishers
region of a game.
Can region lock games, and that's the same for the Xbox One, PS4, and the Xbox 360. Even.
Well, in general, Xbox 360 games, most of them are region locked anyway.
Yeah, but that's up to the publishers.
So yeah, whether it comes out or not, and if it doesn't, of course, it will all be in Japanese. However, someone, as Charlotte showed me the other day, has translated all the cutscenes of Kenzan into English, which you can find on YouTube.
La
so someone else might do that for Ishin. But it's coming out February 22nd, 2014, which is actually fairly soon. And it's nice because, of course, then they've got another kind of PS4 game for Japan as well.
Indeed.
But we'll, I guess,
have precious little else.
I guess we'll see if they're going to actually release it over in other countries. Because, of course, the thing is they'd have to translate it. Or, well, either translate it through dialogue or just give it some subtitles. But, of course, something like that is fairly expensive for such a large game, I would say.
Nah, I guess some guy on the internet to do it for free. Wiki translate Ishin Jijiji. Oh, someone's done it for us. Ninja.
Next up, Bethesda have announced that they're doing a Dishonored...
A re-release of Dishonored.
Yeah, a Dishonored Game of the Year edition. It's coming out October 11th on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 with a retail price of £30, and it has all of its DLC. So it's got the Knife of Dunwall, the Brigmore Witches, Dunwall City Trials, and Voidwalker's Arsenal. So, like, Voidwalker's Arsenal is like the horse armour.
The horse armour? Yeah,
it's the little kind of DLC.
Pointless DLC.
But I think the Brigmore Witches looks like the coolest stuff that they've done. But yeah, for anyone who didn't pick up Dishonored and would like the DLC as well, £30 isn't too bad if you want to get all of it.
I wonder how much it is secondhand.
But it's DLC. Would that be on disc DLC or would that be code DLC, do you think? Okay. you were getting Expo News. I mentioned this last week. I mentioned it again.
God.
Just briefly because they have announced their full schedule for developer sessions, which is really cool. A bit late, if you ask me, considering
it's in 2 weeks'
time.
Can I make some comments about
time?
Eurogamer?
Yeah, what?
What is with their website today? We have like their 8 in a row GTA posts.
7.
7 in a row GTA. I mean, come on, guys. There's other stuff happening. Obviously, if you just want to talk about GTA, we'll talk about Yakuza, Ishin, Shishi, and Rayman Fiesta Run. We don't mind. We'll have the traffic.
So yeah, they've announced their lineup.
P.S. So stop visiting Eurogamer. Gamercast.net for all your gaming news. News not included.
The show's of course Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm just going to reel through what they've announced. So Thursday, I'm not going to say the times, I'm just going to say what the sessions are. You can find out what the times are. So Phil Harrison's doing an Xbox One presentation.
Phil Harrison,
this is the Thursday.
Formerly of Sony.
Yep.
2 years ago, I'd have been slagging him off.
Forza Motorsport 5 talk. Velocity 2X, so a PS4 indie dev talk, which is cool. Killzone Shadowfall. Guild Wars 2 new content.
Meh.
Because we haven't really seen anything in Guild Wars 2 since it came out. To be fair.
Yeah, I think they've been struggling.
And Evil Within finishes off the day. No word whether Shinji Mikami is going. If he was going, I would totally be there on the Thursday with a pile of Resident Evil games. Otherwise, I don't think he's going. I asked Eurogamer Expo. They didn't get back to me, which was very kind of them. So yeah, that's annoying. But yeah, so that's Thursday. Then Friday, you've got Tearaway, Beyond Two Souls, Dying Light, which is the new Techland zombie game, FIFA 14 Next Gen, so they're showing it on Next Gen consoles, Drive Club, and the Outside Xbox Live show. Then on Saturday, you've got, which probably is like one of the first public things, although they might have done something at Gamescom, but The Witcher 3. So any people looking forward to Witcher, or The Witcher 3 even, I highly recommend you go to this, because if it's what they showed me at E3, it's just stunning. They've had, you know, what, 4 months or so to work on it as well, so it'll be stunning. It'll be the best RPG you've ever seen. Go see The Witcher 3. Because
better
this
than Morrowind.
It's stunning. People need to check out this game.
No game is better than Morrowind.
I thought you were going to say Last Doctor.
That's fine. I got a next one. Now, getting off the boat in Saint Amin, I'm just like, wow, man. I'm going to look in this barrel. There's a ring in it. Oh, cool.
So after The Witcher 3, they've got Watch Dogs. Then Batman Arkham Origins. Another PS4 indie one.
When's that coming out? Is that November or October?
It should be October if it's going by standard Batman timings, isn't it? Isn't it October, November? It's usually end of October, isn't it?
All I've got in my brain is 25th of something. And it's not September, so it must be October or November.
25th of September is the Lumia 1020.
That's not a game.
Could be October.
Probably October, isn't it? Because 25th of November is a Monday.
Then they've got another PS4 indie game, which is Resogun. Then they've got Lego Marvel Super Heroes, and finally for the day, Need for Speed Rivals. And then on the Sunday, they start off with the brilliant Project Goddess. Woo.
Hey Peter, how's it going, Peter? Where's my multiplayer Black and White 2, Peter?
Then they've got Thief.
Yeah.
Murdered Soul Suspect. Mm. The Future of Ouya. Another PS3 indie game, which is Wasteland Kings. And they finish off the day with the Eurogamer Indie podcast. So it's really annoying, because I'm like, the talks on the Sunday, I've kind of seen the two main ones, because I saw Thief and Murdered already. And I doubt they'll be much different from what I've seen. But it means I've got more time to play games and stuff.
Played a fantastic game, and I'll have it a show.
The thing is, they still haven't announced all the games. They've got a talk for Tearaway, but they haven't said Tearaway's playable, which is a bit strange.
What about Elite Dangerous?
No, nothing about... No, Mr. Brayburn, go in there.
That was my attempt at moving.
I was going to say that each session is about 35 minutes long, but you do have to queue up, and the queues will be big. Especially when people find out if there's free stuff that you can get. It means the queues double in size. Elite Dangerous. So they've announced who they've got composing the score.
They put together this like this gameplay trailer, and I think that's what they used to recruit someone to do the score. They said compose music for this bit of clip.
Okay.
And they used that internally and with the people they were potentially recruiting, and then they released the video clip, and it's like, oh my god, this game looks amazing.
Yeah.
Although I disagree with the style of physics they've gone with.
So the composer they've gone with is
John Williams. Oh my god.
Erasmus Talbot, who is doing the score for it. He's a British-born composer and sound designer based in Sweden, and they've chosen him to do it. And so, you can watch the in-game battle scene that Paul has just spoken about on their YouTube channel, I presume, because there's a YouTube.
Yeah, look, right. I mean, obviously, for the trailer, they were going for action.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a trailer. You have to show.
Otherwise,
action.
I would be concerned, because I was like, I just want to have my fat-ass cargo ship and pure float about in it.
But apparently more details regarding the audio for Elite Dangerous will be revealed at a later date. Not really sure why they say that. Next up, Blitz Games have sadly shut down. So Blitz have been developing for 23 or so years. So this is the company that the Oliver Twins founded.
The Oliver Twins. Remember those noobs?
So Andrew and Philip Oliver.
Some of their games are so terrible.
Blitz have been releasing so many games for years, and most people just don't realise what games are Blitz games. Like, they did try with a few different little kind of bits here and there. So they did, was it Invisible Tiger, which was the Xbox Live Arcade game that you could play in 3D, because it ran at 120, is that it, and split it in two. But otherwise, I mean,
yeah,
I didn't...
One of many 3D titles on the Xbox, yes.
But, like, I didn't realise they did the HD versions of Epic Mickey 2. I didn't realise Blitz did that. But, yeah, like...
Work where it ain't good.
Well, yeah, they always did things like that. So they did the Puss in Boots game recently, and they did U-Star for Kinect as well. But they did other things like Dead to Rights Retribution.
Remember when games used to be fun?
They did loads of the SpongeBob games as well in the past. But yeah, I mean, they've had a massive...
Remember when the Oliver Twins were teenagers?
Dizzy Games.
I don't like Dizzy.
But yeah, so of course recently they did a Kickstarter for Dizzy. It didn't make the money. Apparently, there were 175 staff there who lost their jobs. However, a new studio of Pitbull has formed, as well as Rebellion offering to take some people on, and then of course lots of other people supporting the people who now no longer have jobs. Of course they're stuck in Leamington at the moment, like those people who were potentially working there, but there are other companies in the area, so hopefully they'll find somewhere they can
trouble
go
is
to.
Games design is moving abroad. We don't need to pay these UK people loads of money when we've got a Chinese robot called Sam who can do it all for us.
It's a shame to see Blitz go, because they've always been a good step in the industry for a lot of people I know as well. I know lots of people that went there and then have gone off to other places. So yeah, it's a shame. But yeah.
Happy news!
Sorry, Blitz.
MCM.
MCM is officially doing its first show over in Ireland.
Ireland?
In Northern Ireland.
The Emerald Isles.
In Belfast. June next year. I said Northern Ireland.
I didn't hear it Northern. Oh.
June next year.
I'm not going to say it because it will upset all the religious people.
June next year, so during E3. Oh yeah, 7th to 8th, so it might be around E3. At King's Hall in Belfast, they're doing their first ever MCM. I guess, you know, they'll probably try and get some guests over, but MCM, of course, is big for things like sci-fi, video games, comics, anime, and of course cosplay with their free hugs, because that's what you see if you go to an MCM.
And fat people are trying to get the free hugs.
So they've broadened out now, because of course there's MCM London, then you've got Manchester and Scotland, and now Dublin. Oh wait, that's just Dublin. I'm sorry, my geography
there. So that's in proper Ireland.
Well, it says Dublin and it says Belfast.
Well, which? Or is it both?
Oh, okay. Maybe they're doing both? Well, this 7th to the 8th of June is in Belfast.
Moving along, because we don't know what's going on with it anymore.
Oh, maybe they announced a Dublin show recently. So they're just doing two different ones. Over in Ireland and... Well, that just threw me off because I saw the words Dublin and I saw Belfast. But it was announcing that they're doing it in Belfast.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, so last week, everyone would have heard, if they listened to this. To my knowledge, nobody guessed correctly. Mm-mm. The answer was Lego Star Wars.
I thought it sounded familiar.
To the original series. Of course, they all sound the same.
So. They all sound the same, yeah.
So I would have been happy with any guests, really. This week we've got Sonic a bit louder.
I know that.
No clues. Other than it's multi-platform.
I know that. I don't get any clues.
No, I'm not doing clues for such easy clips. Chat room, you've got 10 seconds. Catherine, you've got 5 seconds.
Oh, I know it.
I know it.
Damn it. Why can't I think of what it actually is?
It's a computer game.
Oh, I know that.
You can play it on a computer. Or some kind of computer entertainment video game system. Okay, well, Catherine doesn't have it. If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, or leave a comment on this week's episode on the website at gamercast.net. And if you look on this week's episode 354, just type it in, "Hey, I think this is that," and then you'll get GZ next week if you're accurate.
I totally know what it is, don't
I? I know what it is. I definitely know what it is.
Releases this week.
Okay, so we've got a few Grand releases.
Theft Auto 5.
So, of course, the biggest release this week is GTA 5.
2 hours and 37 minutes remaining.
Yep, so GTA 5 comes out on Tuesday, the 17th of September. It's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Comes out before the show's going to be up.
Yep.
Because I ain't doing it then.
Yep. No, of course you're not. And then, of course, GTA Online is launching slightly later from the game's release.
1st of October, I believe. Mm-hmm.
And
then there's just an online mess about in the whole city with your mates.
Yep. There's a few different versions you can buy. Collector's Edition, I believe, has sold out. There's also a Special Edition, which is exclusive to game, and the Standard Edition as
in
well.
UK.
Yeah, I mean, it's GTA. You've got three main characters, Franklin, Michael, and Trevor. And the stories kind of coincide with each other. You've got more kind of strategic stuff potentially with the heists that you do, because they're all into robbing banks. So like Michael's story is that his life was boring, kind of, at least that's what I got from his story trailer. So he was bored of life and he wanted to do something more thrilling, and robbing banks is thrilling.
Yeah, getting the money out of the bank. Not that banks have any money these days,
but of course you can do, you know, what's the term,
multiplayer, single player, campaign.
No. You can recreational skirmish activities like tennis and jumping out of planes and all this other stuff.
It's got
and
darts.
Story mode, of course.
It's got bowling.
Does
it have all the classics from GTA 4?
I don't know. It's got like TV show stuff still.
Yeah, great. Because
for anyone who wants to just
watch
turn
TV
on a
in
TV
it.
In GTA 5 and then just start watching the TV. Or you could just turn your TV on.
Yeah, so on Metacritic, the Xbox 360 version is currently at 98%, and the PS3 version is currently at 97%.
Yep, lowest score they've got so far, last time I looked, was at 7 from The Escapist.
And they were just generally whining about stuff.
Who said that they felt there was no reason for the characters to be as, well, this isn't a direct quote, as mean as they are. And as horrific as they are.
Yeah, someone else, potentially the same people I read, basically said that the characters weren't as well developed as, say, Nico and all that lot. And I agree, Nico was a very well developed character by the end of the game.
But the thing is, of course, the issue they've had with this is they've got three characters that they have to put a lot of effort into, whereas with Nico, they had Nico and the other little characters around there, but you'd never be playing as them. So yeah, I mean, it's a challenging game for them to make. Apparently it looks great for an end of current generation game.
PC
needs a PC version for all those PC gamers out there. Like,
yeah, because Rockstar, ooh, look, you ain't getting an Xbox 360 or PS3 still out of me, because I'm not buying it on one of those, because I ain't going to play it on an outdated piece of crap.
Presumably, like we've had with different games, and well, their previous game, well, GTA 4, there will be expansions of some variety. Maybe they'll do some more stories.
Expect their flash out the online a little bit, won't they?
Yeah. Or they're going to focus on online and not do any extra content, and they'll focus on extra content for online.
Well, what I expect them to do is do your single player missions, expansion, some sort of, you know. I expect them to do like Lost in the Damned, Battle of the Gay Tony level expansions, so, you know, fairly sizable ones. Mm. And then have a multiplayer aspect to that.
But yeah, either way, I mean, it's reviewing flipping well, so it's not every day that you get a game go on Metacritic to 99, and then it went to 98, then it went to 97, then it went back up to 98.
A lot of places are just giving it flat out 10.
Yeah. Edge gave it a 10. Edge don't give out 10s.
Edge
really
can
nearly
F off.
Yeah.
Gamercast is going to give it 5. Out of 5, because we review it on a sensible
but
scale.
Yeah, I mean, they've got like 10s from IGN. I think they got 98 from Game Informer. They've got really high scores. They're probably all pretty happy with themselves right now.
Well, considering how much money they must have spent developing it.
Hopefully they'll get that back.
Oh, they definitely will.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you're listening now, hopefully you may be going to a midnight launch to go pick it up. If not, you know, you can always pick it up in the morning. Or if you're not really bothered, pick it up whenever you feel like it.
It's no rush. The game's still going to exist.
Yeah, the game will still be there.
It's not,
I mean,
it's not like it's going to disappear next week and
I
never be on sale again.
It will sell out, because I'm sure there's enough stock in all places. Wouldn't you think? That's what I kind of think. It's the kind of game that wouldn't sell out because they'd get the right amount.
Yeah, but are we going to have random hobos that haven't bought a game in 5 years buying this game? Probably. That's a difficult number to gauge. And they're not going to buy it tonight or tomorrow. They're going to buy it a couple of days later when they've heard their mates talking about it.
Yeah. And then there's also the thing you wonder as well is if there's people that really, you know, like the GTA games that have gone away from games, got rid of their console. And there's probably people that are going to be buying now the old consoles, because of course, you know, soon the new consoles will be out, for one game. Weren't there? I mean, Flipneck, they made a bundle for the PS3 with GTA.
Of course, the other main release coming out is, of course, Pro Evolution Soccer 2014. I don't know why people are going on about GTA. This is definitely going to hit the same sort of sales as GTA.
It was funny. I was talking to someone at work, and he was like, oh, there's a big game coming out soon, isn't there? I was like, yes, PES 2014.
Can you not call it PES?
Sorry. It says PES on the cover these days, doesn't it?
It always has, but the shortened term is Pro Evo.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
No, Pro Evo is okay. The shortened term.
Pro Evo. Pro Evo 2014. So if you're not a FIFA fan, you got Pro Evo. Coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
People call it PES, either work in their marketing department or a bunch of idiots.
The thing, Pro of course, Evo. To note is that Pro Evo is not currently coming out for next-gen consoles, at least on their launch windows. Whereas you've got FIFA coming out on next-gen consoles currently.
Pro Evo needs to do a lot of work, really. It's not like the days of Pro Evo 2 and 3, which did their stuff all over FIFA, because FIFA was this crappy game, which was utter crap.
I remember back when I used to work in a game store, that there'd be, like, when the new football games would come out, and, like, all the people that I worked with would all play football games, and then they'd determine which was the best one this year, well, that year, because it would, like, fluctuate sometimes.
The reason it fluctuates is because they have an inability to tell the difference. I do have the ability to tell the difference. The best football game ever made was Sega Worldwide Soccer 97.
Super Kickoff was alright. I used to play that a bit. And there was a little football game on the Game Boy, which was quite cute because the characters were quite cute.
The Game Boy. Let's talk about Iris Moon.
Yes, so as well as those two biggest releases, because I say PES is actually fairly big. Is it not big anymore these days?
No.
Everyone buys FIFA. Yeah.
And it's not PES.
Sorry, Pro Evo. So we've got two 3DS games coming out. Harvest Moon 3D: A New Beginning. If you're wanting to buy it anywhere, I recommend buying it from Game, because they've got a little pre-order bonus of Hammer Beads, where you can make the little character and a cow. I think you can make a cow.
Sounds fantastic.
If you have an iron, you need an iron in order to make it, otherwise you're a bit screwed. Yeah, so that's coming out. So it's the first 3D Harvest Moon game for the 3DS.
Really? Wow.
You can choose a boy or a girl and customise to your liking. There's over 100 different costumes you can choose from. Yeah, it's Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon.
They've, of course, got all their kind of DS-style features in there, so like you can groom your animals and stuff like that.
Great.
Like, I'll give you a pat cow, pat pat pat, I'll clean my chickens. I don't know if you clean chickens, that's even a bit weird. And then the other 3DS game we've got coming out this week is Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner Soul Hackers. So this has been out in other places for a while, like other countries, but it's a first person dungeon crawling RPG. It's set in a sci-fi, kind of cyberpunk, futuristic, gothic-y style universe. Which, to be fair, a lot of Shin Megami is. Some of the cool stuff, like Mac and Chow, is pretty cool. But yeah, and coming out of 3DS. Like, I always find it a bit weird, like all the Shin Megami games are kind of released on 3DS. Because I wouldn't really call them 3DS games, or on DS, but the thing is they work well as a handheld RPG as well. But yeah, it's classic dungeon crawling. And it's got... You can use a 3DS bottom screen as an auto-mapping system.
Great.
Yeah, for that matter, they haven't traversed the area. I mean, for any Shin Megami fans, I'm sure they'll all be buying Soul Hackers.
All seven of them.
Hey, I like Shin Megami.
Are you buying it?
No, I'm buying GTA.
I'm not.
I know. Because it's not coming out on PC.
No PC version. That's what I have to say about that. You can probably infer the two words that I...
You mouthed.
Mouthed, yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of it for this week. Made it quite quick.
Good, because we're going to the GTA Midnight in a minute.
Midnight in a minute.
Where we are meeting up with some other gaming company noob thing. who said they're going to it as well.
Them and Company Noob thing.
Yeah, what were they called? I don't know, there's something I've never heard of. Unlike Gamer Castle, which everyone's heard of. Yeah. PUK.
Recording some videos.
Yes. So no doubt they get kicked out.
They do realise they have to have permission for things like that, right? You can't just go around filming in a store.
Yeah, well, they're just going, look, this is private property, get out.
So yeah, we hope everyone enjoys their GTA 5 week when you get to listen to this podcast.
Nope.
And I'm sure some people have the day off tomorrow so they can play some GTA 5.
Nope.
No, me neither.
So yeah, we'll catch everyone later for our review of GTA 5.
Wow.
And unboxing on the YouTube channel.
Mm.